The event is going to be a celebration of Black History Month. The focus is celebrating the amazing work and effort and leadership of women in church. And we are focusing on wearing hats or celebrating women in hats because historically Sundays had been the day where women and people in the African-American community had been able to, you know, have celebrate God and celebrate their religion or and wear beautiful clothes and hats and the best that people have to celebrate God. And the uniqueness about African-American women in church is that they are, like many other churches, but especially with the movement and fighting for equality and defending their families and their children against prejudices and all this institutional racism, women in church are really the leaders of the communities. And in this event, we are going to celebrate it by pretty much saying thank you, because we easily and most of the time we forget the great impact that women have in our communities. And here, you know, we are calling it Women in Hat, and there is an advisory board of amazing ladies in the community that are, you know, chipping in with ideas and promoting it. And we are going to have a great contest, hat contest, and hairstyle contest. And I am just delighted that I work with Anton Medicay, and they, as a community relations person, and they allow me to work with the community and just showcase the uniqueness and the beautiful things and the leadership and highlight the healthy lifestyle. And we are showcasing also the Active Living Center that just opened in Richmond for people to go there and you know, have an opportunity and a beautiful place to make friends and exercise and play bingo and socialize and just celebrate life. So since February is the Black History Month, this just give us a wonderful opportunity for these ladies in the community who are leaders, who are pioneers of their areas and who are a great role model, to do something to celebrate the uniqueness and the history of Black history in our country. So that's what I will say to anybody. It's going to be beautiful. It's pretty much a celebration of women in leadership. And these are usually the women that sit quietly and do the hard work. So we are going to celebrate all of them and all of us, because we are just so glad that we can do this and we live in a country where we can also celebrate wonderful things and highlight the positive things that every community is trying to do.
If you're just joining me, my guest today is Sandra Powell, Community Relations of Anthem Medicaid. Now, has this been done somewhere else, or is this the first of its kind?
Interesting enough, and it's almost personal. It is a little. My husband's aunts and great aunts, and I'm have always been the only girl in the family, so they gave me all their hats. And I love them, and to them that was such a symbol of, you know, respect and symbol of beauty and symbol of celebration and symbol of church that, you know, I know how important that is, and I understand it because I had been taught by the elders in my husband's family. So I spoke with Vicky Josefowicz from Community Action Partnership the day of the opening of the Active Living Center. And we were talking about, you know, all these beautiful things that I would like to find a very good venue to share. And then I spoke with amazing leaders of the African-American community in Richmond and the mayor, Robert Bly. And he was like, well, you know, my mom died. She has all these hats and she loves it. And everybody is doing that. And so we came up with this beautiful opportunity to really celebrate women in hats. So it's celebrating the ones that already know that are not here anymore and celebrating the ones that are here. And we just want to make sure that tradition passed down, because it's such a beautiful tradition of, you know, dress well to go to church, to go to celebrate God, and put your best things when you are in community, and hats represent that.
And this is also a collaboration of your culture with African American culture. And what is your cultural background again?
Okay, well, I am a fruit punch. I have African, I'm Venezuelan. In Venezuela, and people in my family are from African descent, Spanish descent, Italian descent, and Native Americans. So when people talk about my culture is the world. And I am very blessed. And I'm very blessed to realize that we are all one. And God loves all of us equally. So I'm just honored that the amazing pillars of the African-American community in Madison County have given me permission and accept me as, you know, part of the community. And we can have a party and organize something to celebrate history and to celebrate family traditions.
And where can people go to find out more if they'd like to attend?
You can Google Women in Hats, and they have the information there. So it's really open to the public. It will be February 28th, and it's a Friday from 6 to 9. It's going to be in Richmond and in the Richmond Active Living Center. It's going to be a wonderful celebration. It's going to be joyful. Ladies and gentlemen are welcome and encouraged to rock their crown. We are going to showcase hats, and we're going to showcase hair, and we're going to showcase tradition and the beauty of, you know, celebrating Black History Month. And that is something that I have not seen done anywhere, especially having women as the focus of celebration. And then there will be a contest, hairstyle contest, grab contest. I will wear something very exotic, and all the ladies were asking me, so what are you going to wear? And I'm like, oh, my God, I am going to make you proud. So it's going to be a real fun opportunity to celebrate. We have invited several people in the community. I did invite the mayor will open the place, the city, and welcome everybody. A director of the Active Living Center will also be there. We are going to make sure that we are going to celebrate all the positive things that we have. And this force comes from the leaders in the community. And when I say leaders in the community, are these amazing and strong women that are the heart and soul of the churches in our area.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate this.
Thank you. And muchas gracias.